I'm backstage with Beach Baby at the Hare and Hounds in King's Heath. How are you guys?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Brilliant. And you've just come back from some gigs over in the US. How did those go, and how's the UK tour going so far?
Yeah, the US was really fun. We were in New York for 6 days, LA for 4 days, so we played eight dates in total. It was our first time in America for all of us, so yeah, it was really exciting. Good crowd response. Definitely a few of the gigs were real highlights for us. There was one in LA, which was great. It was KCRW night, and we played a place called Brooklyn Bowl in New York, which is a really big venue with a bowling alley alongside, so it was a really American experience. But yeah, it was great.
Cool. And would you say that's your favourite gig you've ever played, or is there another one?
Ever played? I don't know. It was one of. Yeah. But I've enjoyed it. We've had our headline shows in London, and they've been very good as well. So, on a par.
Yeah. I'd say they were on a par with our own London headline shows. But, you know, because we've been playing a lot recently as well, your gigs, you know, you kind of get gig fit. So it was kind of a feeling that we were really sort of sunk into it and feeling good about it.
Now, you've just released your single Limousine along with the Limousine EP, which sort of collects a few singles you've released recently. Tell us about it.
It's a song that we wrote in the beginning of the summer. Came together pretty quickly. And then we recorded it in August. And then the EP is actually a compilation of that song and some other singles that we've released this year. It's a sort of quirk of the Spotify system that it's actually an EP. I think it shouldn't be. It's supposed to just be a single.
It's meant to be it's an EP in like Europe and America. But in the UK, we've literally just released the one track. But yeah, some kind of bureaucratic quirk means that it's available as an EP. Not that we mind. But Limousine was part of. We recorded the bulk of an album over August in East London.
We didn't record the songs as an EP.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a sort of. It wasn't. It wasn't planned. But yeah.
But you can listen to them as an EP. That's cool.
How would you describe your sound? Who would you say are your biggest influences?
I think there's lots of, everyone has different tastes. There's a lot of very different, wide-spanning, eclectic influences. So it's quite hard to cast. Yeah, the net's cast pretty wide.
We have just had a Neutro on in the car. I suppose Nirvana's one that we all like.
We've had a Neutro on in the car and the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack. So
the Faber Mousing soundtrack as well, and the Life Aquatic. So, you know, we've got a healthy CD collection.
Very varied.
Very varied, yeah. Soundtracks all the way.
There we go. The Dumb and Dumber soundtrack. that's our biggest influence right there.
Excellent.
Primitives, Crash, that tune. That's a tune. Great for Robin.
Now, your videos have all been directed by Lily Rose Thomas, who's got a very unique style. Why did you choose her to direct? Like, how do you feel they represented your music?
She's a unique person. And also, goes out with
my girlfriend. It's quite convenient.
She's got the detailed eye that we were after, and she got it, and she did our photos and everything, and we let her, you know, create the idea, create the story, and then she went off and created it basically.
Yeah, she's a talented auteur, you know. Yeah. She's got all the ideas.
Right place, right time, right person.
She's got it going on.
Yeah. She wanted to do something for free. We needed something for free, and we trusted. And also, we trusted her. It was her first. The first video for Ladybird was the first video she'd ever made. But we were like, do you know what? We're going to back you.
She did a really great pitch for it. She did, nice treatment.
She's got the right vibe.
She's a great photographer, and she's made her entrance into the music video world with us. And it's been great to see the videos kind of progress as well. Like the most recent one was our biggest kind of. Video success and video effort. I mean, there was a lot of people involved, all working for next to nothing. But I'm really pleased with the result.
Brilliant. And what would you say are Beach Baby's plans over the next year? Is it going to be more music released or more touring? Or
eventually there will be some more songs released. I'm not sure exactly when. And then just more tours.
In the new year there'll be a new single. At some point, we're not sure exactly when. More touring, we'll be playing as much as we can, Europe, UK, hopefully a stint in the US as well. just waiting to see how it all pans out, really.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Not a problem.